Ho! Hey! This is A Fair One with usually Tommy Pope and Shane Gillis, but tonight we have a special guest because Shane is in Philadelphia. Look at this kid. The other Jew face emperor, Ian Fidance.
How you doing? Hi, what's going on? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. This is going to be just like every other episode. Wild, unpredictable, and it's going to piss people off.
Yeah, I'll try to be a humongous retard like Shane.
He's going to tweet you. Tweet you just so. All you have to do is look in this camera and go, not gay.
I'm a thumb.
Say it.
I'm not gay.
Damn, good start. That is a hot start, and it's exactly how I thought this would go.
Oh, that's great.
This is going to be a great episode, and I'm going to start off with my great day.
Tell me about it.
So I decided I didn't want to go to the gym, and I was just going to shoot around the basketball for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the court, and I haven't played basketball in a long
time.
Where
is this?
This was in Weehawken today.
Jersey.
Don't fucking do this, Ian. We don't have this rapport where you could just jump in.
All right, I'm trying to dig deep.
Knock around basketball stuff.
All right,
get Weehawken, New Jersey.
Okay, all right.
I was in Weehawken, New Jersey.
There's lots of punchlines in Weehawken.
There's going to be one. There's going to be one when we bring on our guests. I don't bring the fucking punchlines. I bring the good basketball stories.
All right, let's hear it.
Fucking Jew face. All right. So I decided to pick up a basketball.
I'm dribbling around.
That's exactly right. I'm like, I'm going to shoot around. I'm going to do a little cold jump shots. And as I'm walking into the alleyway entrance to the playground, I see this kid who's walking way too slow, skinny, lanky teenager with what I think is his father or some type of guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look down and I see a big, thick ankle monitor. I'm like, oh, fuck, this kid's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So he slowly meanders.
Numbers on.
Yeah, and I have to like buck around them. And then I get to the court. I bounce the ball like three times. I think I shot one ball and I'm like, gah, just laboring. Dog shit shot. First one. Out of nowhere, I see this kid coming around the corner and he's like, he's talking to his guardian. He's got a rosary. I keep saying guardian because that's what I think it is. I don't want to say parole officer because that would be racist. But he's got a...
weird. He's just at a child park with his parole officer?
Yes. Well, I guess. I don't know how it works. Never broke the law.
Take him on a walk?
So he's got a rosary thing on. He's being all cool. And I see him like talking to this guy. And he's like, I'm going to... Whatever. He was Latin.
Mm-hmm. Caliente.
He comes on the court and his guardian was like, do you mind if he plays with you? And he talks like very clean English. And I was like, fuck. Like, I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, I just came here just to fart around a little bit, you know, see if I still got that left hand layup that I always fucked up in high school. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, he can shoot. And he's like, okay, 21. I'm like, 20.
Kid said that?
Yeah, right out of his mouth. 21.
21.
He couldn't speak. There was like three or four sentences that went back and forth, and he translated it, the guardian.
Uh-huh.
But immediately he was like, 21. And I was like, I don't want to do this. And embarrassingly, I said I had a knee injury.
Oh, wow.
At fucking first. I'll tell you what, right now, the old kid came back around, all right? So let's start off with just saying,
how old do you think this kid was?
He was probably, I'm going to say
16?
17, 18, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I can't. I looked at the dad or whatever the fuck he was, and I was like, I can't. I got a bum knee. I don't play 21 anymore. Mm-hmm. And then we started. Because he couldn't understand that I didn't want to fucking play. So he bounces me the ball to check in, and then we start.
It's a hard check.
And this kid just goes right to the fucking rim, and I was like, duh. So I started, because I said I had a knee injury, I had to pretend like I can't catch up, you know? And I thought I was just going to do that for 21, but I thought each basket was going to be 2 points. And he's like, one. I was like, dude, I am not fucking sitting here for 21. I'm not letting you beat. And he got to four, and that's when my pride kicked in.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed he can only use his left, so I started driving him to the right, swatting the fuck out of him. You know what I mean?
Really,
his rosary beads are getting wrapped around his fucking ears.
Uh-huh.
I know he can't lift too high because he's wearing a fucking ankle bracelet.
Uh-huh.
And then for the first 4 points, his guardian was like, ah, ha-ha, laughing. And he was doing this like... this fucking cocky shit. Like
the Guardian?
No. The Guardian was a really nice man. He was a very nice man.
The Guardian. The kid was like,
remember when you were like 13, like you were trying to impress like nobody and you were just like dribbling and like, I got this bull.
What you were going to do on the court if no one was there?
100%. That's why I go to shoot by myself in fucking Weehawken.
Uh-huh.
Act like that 13-year-old kid I was like, nobody can block my shots. So I get to .4, and then I was like, all right, well, I'll start using my adulthood, and I start like boxing. I start using the fundamentals, like the shit like old men do.
Forearm shit.
Yeah, and I caught up, and then I removed all of his will by draining fucking threes. I mean, I don't know what was going on. It was insane. I wasn't warmed up.
Yeah.
Just dad had it. Fucking dad had it.
Yeah.
Dad brought it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what happened to him?
He walked off before I got to 11.
Really?
Walked the fuck off. Cause, and he's like, oh, you got to be able to go somewhere. And his dog owner, whoever the fuck
his dog owner.
No offense, Jimmy. He just walked off. And he's like, I guess I got to take him home. And he was like, thank you so much for having us. And I was like, well, tell him to thank me. And then for the next 25 minutes, I missed 30 shots, but I still had a smile fucking ear to ear. Because I haven't felt the experience of knowing
beating
like
a child.
Yeah. in a sport, using a ball in a basket. But it really is. It's like you don't know how good that feels.
It's just so funny picturing you talking shit to a Hispanic teenager.
I did not talk
shit. You're in my house now.
I did not.
Come on, Pepe.
I did not. As far as I went in terms of talking shit was the older man, the guardian, he kept coming around and going, he was like, oh, that was a good shot. Because he didn't know I had it in me.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I turned him, I was like, oh, I'm going to turn this whole fucking party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn this whole party. Dad's going home with a W and that kid's going home with a 3-year probation, whatever the fuck happened to him. Uh-huh. I don't know. No one's going to know. Because I'm never going back to Weehawken, but I'm 1-0. 1-0 in Weehawken, New Jersey. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Big episode today. What'd you guys do in that booth? Probably fucking nothing.
Yeah, no, I did nothing.
Nothing on the courts. Tell you that. There ain't no athletes here tonight. Actually, we might have an athlete coming in later. Our guest pretends to be an athlete, but I don't think he is. I don't think he is. You ever play sports, Ian?
When I was younger.
Yeah, what, like T-ball? Did you hold the bat backwards on the pictures?
No, I was good at baseball, and then I played lacrosse for like a year, and I was terrible, and I ran cross-country, and I was terrible, and I just stopped.
Yeah, I did.
They let me run in the varsity race for one race. They let all the JV seniors run varsity, and on my college applications, I put varsity cross-country runner. Because technically it was true. In the last race of the season, I'll never forget, me and my buddy Nick Civitella were running, and we were, like, so bad, and we're in the back, and I was wheezing, and I was like... And he's like, you gotta stop breathing. Stop breathing. And I was like, I can't help it.
So you impeded his success because of your Jew nostrils closing in on
something. So bad. Not very athletic. I was getting fights and stuff. I was pretty good at fighting.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. You gotta be an athlete to fight.
Yeah, I guess if you play lacrosse,
you have some athletic prowess.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Tell us about your fights.
Well, you know, back in my day, I got in some scruffs.
In Delaware?
In Delaware, Pennsylvania.
People know
Boston.
You're from Delaware? Ian's from Delaware.
Yeah, can you tell from my accent?
Delaware is not gay.
Tell them.
That is 100% not gay site.
Uh-huh.
State.
Not gay site.
Have you ever been to Delaware.edu?
Yeah, it's a pretty gay site.
Net gay. What's about your best fight?
Oh, man.
I'll tell
you my best and worst. My best was up in Boston. One night we were going around and we were just like pushing each other on lawns and stuff, fooling around. And these guys were there. And someone started talking shit or whatever. And one of them hit my friend Latham.
Let me guess. You met Latham in lacrosse? That's not a real fucking name.
Yeah, Latham.
Latham. Okay.
Latham.
Let's continue.
So he hits Latham, and me and that guy. What is I feel like
he just got a tennis ball caught in his fucking throat. It'll work. It'll work when he's on air. Just let him go.
So this guy hits Latham. I hit the guy. And there's a scuffle going on, and I throw this guy off me, and this guy is on top of Latham, and he's hitting him. And I went up, and I grabbed him by his hair, and in one thing, I went back, and I punched him.
Oh, hell yeah.
And all these people were like, whoa! And I put my arms up, and right when that happened, I got hit in the face.
Yes.
And this cop came up and pulled me away. He was like, that was a clean shot. Get out of here before the other cops come.
Is this a real story?
Yeah, yeah. So me and my friends left and didn't get in trouble.
How old were you?
Oh, man, I was like 22, 21.
Why were you in Boston?
I had a buddy that went to school up there, so I used to go up a lot.
You feel like you're a different person from that experience?
Yeah, it made me stronger. And then another time I was at a bar, and I got a rocks glass smashed on my face, and it cracked my orbital in my nose.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's an excuse.
That was my fault, though.
Yeah.
I knocked a drink out of a guy's hand by accident. He was like, fuck you. And he was Chinese. I was like, take it easy, Jackie Chan. Him and his friend.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Well,
the old JC reference.
I thought it was like funny. It wasn't funny. Him and his friend circled around me, and one friend smashed a rocks glass on my face. And then they Gangnam styled all over my body.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I got in a lot of trouble.
Who would have thought the Boston story would have turned into Asian racism?
That was in New York, not in Boston.
All right. Well, yeah. We got a call already about basketball.
What?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Good, Mike. Are you my coach?
That was fucking classic, dude. I was out of town. I saw that whole scenario. You broke my balls.
What?
Ian, how you doing, man? I saw you live about a month ago.
Oh, no way.
You broke your balls on the morning show.
Where at?
I don't give a rat's ass where it was. I was fucking half drunk, man. I saw you live. You're funny.
Oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's a very angry complimenter. You just have to go through.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, it's an angry compliment. Oh, my God.
You don't feel like that anger coming out of you?
Girly boys? I mean, you know.
Talk to me about basketball. Do you ever beat someone with an ankle monitor on?
No, I haven't. But I'm 6'4", so I had a dunk. What kills me, though, is your boy Sean, you know, he's down in Philadelphia because he's like, I need my girlfriend. Ooh. Oh, wounded.
Well, first of all, his name's Shane. Okay. You know what happens? Your anger gets so intense, it bleeds into your fucking frontal lobe.
Because he's shamed to begin with.
Oh, ashamed.
You're 6'4", you said.
Yeah.
How big's your cock?
You excited?
Ooh, no. No, but I just saw a fleshlight in the... We're moving on.
Dude.
What? Yeah, I saw a fleshlight. Mike, we'll get back to you soon. I just saw a fleshlight in the general.
Oh, did I tell you I got one from Kendra Sunderland?
Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's the Kendra. Yes. She was in here.
Well, she jerked me off with her own fleshlight.
No, she did.
I swear to God.
Don't.
I swear to God. On the SDR show.
You're the first guest host. Don't fuck with me.
I'm not fucking with you. I'm telling you the truth.
She jerked you off of the fleshlight with her own pussy fleshlight.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Who is Kendra?
She's a porn star. She was on the SDR show, and Big J and Ralph Sutton had to get blowjobs while they were singing karaoke. And then
Is this in Boston?
No, this is a couple weeks ago. And yeah, I'll show you the picture. I drove my bike home with the fleshlight on my bike seat.
Yeah, because I called dibs on this. I've never had a fleshlight.
Oh, dude, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. She was trying to jerk me off. I couldn't stay hard. It was a weird scenario. I had to sing We Will Rock You.
Not as weird as
what was going
was
on
for her.
So she's jerking me off, and I'm going, buddy, you're a young man, Mike, man, Mike, with a man. And she's just like this. And I'm trying to narrate. I'm like, it looks like she's stirring soup. It was just really
You got beat off on air.
That was her, yeah. Not to completion.
Yeah, so they make a mold. No joke. I'm not sounding the last time you were on, we had a lot of sexual conversations where we revealed some crazy shit about trannies and fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me when I say that I've never seen or tried a fleshlight before, and I've never held one. I never knew it was so hefty. This is like 5 pounds, right?
Yeah, definitely a few pounds. It's not light.
So they make a mold of the inside of a specific woman's vagina. So I guess these fat gamers from the Midwest could be like, I fucked Kendra. Instead of just any random inside. So she'll take this like plastic mold. But I gotta tell you, I'm taking this. So you said I could take this, right?
I didn't say it. John did. Yeah.
Okay, so that's on air.
You're lucky.
John said, just take it home and try it. Like, I'm just gonna
I think we've
throw
it
right
all
back
been
in the box,
just,
right back on the. Huh?
We've all been kind of just waiting for it to disappear, you know?
Have you been?
I've never did the fleshlight. I was thinking about taking that one, but you know what? You can take it. My gift to you.
So this
That's
woman.
How I wrote it.
Can you send that to them?
Yeah, who do I send it here?
You gotta put this up. So this woman jerked you off underneath the table while you were singing.
No, it was in Ralph Sutton's bedroom, and to try to get hard, I was watching porn on my phone, and I love eating pussy, so I put the fleshlight up to my mouth, and I was like, nom, 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 nom.
God.
You gotta do what you gotta do, fellas.
Wild.
Yeah.
So wait, you wait, hold on.
This is before I fucked the what email do I?
Hey, I'll come and give it to you.
All right.
Just take his phone. There's nothing on there.
Yeah.
So wait, what do you mean you because you love eating pussy you took the phone? You watch porn and then you imagine you're eating the pussy
or
pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I kept like saying things like, yeah, well, while you're in there, you should spit my mouth. And everyone was like, ha ha. And then a minute later, I was like, yeah, or you know, you could just spit my mouth. And then she was like, okay. I was really trying to get her to.
Was this audio and video or just audio?
Audio. Yeah. I was really trying to get her to face fuck me with her ass.
So she just took turns, just beating dudes off with her own pussy fleshlight.
I was the only one she beat off. There were two girls that blew Big J and Ralph Sutton, two other girls. And then when they were done with that, they were like, well, she was like, well, afterwards, I'll jerk you off with my pussy. And I was like, well, I'm game.
I'm going to tell this story really quick. When I was 13, I made my own fleshlight.
What?
Yeah, I was in eighth grade. And it was just when those nylon sunglass cases came out, and it was like a very
For Oakley's?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I can't say that. That I won't talk about.
Why?
Owning Oakley's. Get the fuck out of here.
What? Went on a school trip to D.C.?
Let me talk about making my own fleshlight before I talk about owning Oakley's.
Okay, all right.
So it's like very silky and smooth. And
like an Oakley
outer
case.
Outer lining where you just slide in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, God, this is... And I'm at my fucking prime of throwing my dick in something other than a woman that might feel like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed... I cringe thinking about this, not because of embarrassment, because of what could have transpired. I took a long drinking glass that I used to put Swiss Farms tea cooler in. No, it's a normal glass. And stuff the eyeglass holder and then wrap the outside with the drawstring top, which is fine. I mean, that seems like a normal way to fuck
this sounds
something.
Like a primitive fleshlight.
This is the first of its kind. I was the Nostradamus of fucking fleshlights.
I don't know.
The problem was
that reference.
I don't either, dude. Nobody does because I'm testosterone's going out my ears right now.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I want to fuck this. How do I fuck it? And I shared the same bed as my brother at that time.
So you made him hold it?
With his mouth. His asshole was wide because he's a basketball player. So I put it in the mattress where I could kneel and pretend it was a woman if I shut the lights off.
Uh-huh.
So I would slide the glass in between the mattresses.
Oh, no.
And then fuck it.
Uh-huh.
But like as I got excited and came close to climax, uh-huh. I would, because you lose all of your momentum, and I would just lean on the mattress like, that kind of shit. And I think back like, oh my God, if I crack that, I could have easily cut my dick off.
Woo!
Easily.
Did anyone catch you?
No. No, that's where the story. I wish it was more interesting too. Man.
My buddy got caught completely naked before he got in the shower, and his brother walked in. He goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm fixing the PlayStation. Get out of here!"
Just beating off.
I just wanted to take around the PlayStation with my dog hanging out.
I got caught beating off recently.
There it is.
Yeah, there she is.
There's me and my gal.
This yeah. is her?
Yeah.
She looks nothing like that.
And then show the other picture of how I... Did you see the other picture?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Of how I brought it home?
Is that it in here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Kendra Sunderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even want to see that pic.
What?
It's like Weird Al Yankovic getting jerked off by the flirty and...
She was she was here in the studio, and I walked into work. She was on the Anthony show, and I walk in, and she's sitting in that chair just with her tits out. She had it for like an hour of the show. She was promoting the fleshlights and stuff.
Yeah, she was a great
girl. That's
an
awesome scene to walk into.
You know what she's probably had done to her? You think that's like a wild thing?
Dude, she was so dumb. Like, Jesus Christ. She was like smoking weed, like, ah, oh, yeah. I was like, spit in my mouth. Come on, dummy.
She's so dumb.
Ogaluger.
My mouth.
Yeah. Ogaluger.
What an idiot.
Yeah, what a stupid. What a
fucking idiot.
Stupid idiot.
Speaking of, we're going to bring on our next guest.
The fleshlight.
Hey, boys.
Our next guest is a good friend of ours and a very, very funny kid. You know him from SiriusXM and his storytelling show, Andrew Collin. How was that, bud? How was that? You know what you're going to have to do?
Thank you.
Let's do this right now.
What are we doing?
Guys, we have a sponsored... sponsor advertisement that I'm going to read about right now.
Uh-huh.
You bet? Do you bet?
Bet in general?
Yeah, like online. Do you do any online betting?
Oh, blackjack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever bet for football and baseball, basketball, WNBA?
I stopped betting. I bet 50 games in one day, all NCAA.
Hold on. You know what? Hold this. Yeah, I'll read this first, and then we'll it's a very smooth transition.
Oh, you're going into something.
Yeah, I think so.
You bet. I got to ask, how would you like to double your money? Guaranteed. Well, Andrew, I'll tell you, our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season when you register with the promo code PROPER100.
There it is, dude. He knows about it. Let me explain. Yeah. Let me explain to you guys. Well, the NFL NCAA football seasons are coming up, all right, really close. And it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com and help you get started with some extra, money for your buck. BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. That's a big deal. Now, that I like.
What?
That's right, yeah.
Wait. Repeat that.
Well, you deposit to start winning, and you can get up to $2,500 free. So they double your money right from the get-go when you use the promo code PROPER100.
Whoa.
Yeah. And look, Ian, you little Jew face, when it comes to football, you got to bet DSI. It's got odds on everything you could ever want or imagine, whether it's, I don't know, NFL.
NCAA. Yeah. Football.
Right. MLB.
Baseball.
NBA.
NBA.
UFC.
Even UFC.
Reality shows, award shows.
What?
Even politics. And if it's happening, BetDSI will put it online. And they'll put a line on it as well. BetDSI has been on.
How long have they been around?
I think like 20 years.
Whoa.
20 years, yeah. And they built an impeccable reputation and great service. A fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid. And guess what?
Huh.
Anytime.
Anywhere?
Any fucking where.
Wow.
You know what?
Any place?
You know when you're ready to win, you join BetDSI.com using the promo code PROPER100. That's PROPER100. And you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away.
Whoa.
Yep. That's again, PROPER100 promo code to get in action and get paid. And
I gotta be honest, I was afraid to stand on the sidelines this season.
Don't. You gotta be in it to win it. And enjoy the games that much more when you play BetDSI.
Damn.
Yeah, dog.
I'm gonna get on that.
Hell yeah, dude. Have you ever, Andrew, guys, this is Andrew. Look at his face.
I look pretty good on that camera.
You do. You look great.
I bet that Andrew's going to comb his hair tonight.
You look great. I never knew you had such a coif.
I have a coif. I really do. It's a balding coif.
It's a bouncy boy.
Yeah, a little bouncy.
Want to touch it?
Get in there. Can we jump over the table?
Tell me again, you bet 50 games in one day.
Yeah, I bet 50. I thought I would, the more you bet, the better your chances, I thought. It would, like, spread out.
Right,
and
right.
I lost 48 out of the 50 games.
Holy shit.
What, I lost $3,500.
All sports?
All NCAA basketball.
Were you on coke?
No. I was not, but I lost to my used car dealer buddy, who was the bookie, Jack. What's up, Jack? go over to used car.
Shout out Jack.
In Vero Beach, Florida. He's a great guy. Yeah. He sold me a lot of lemons, but he's a good guy. He sold me a Mercedes that broke down before it got off the lot. And I was like, dude, you're great. You're great.
No.
I swear to God, he sold me a fucking Mercedes. And then I had to sell it back to him for more. He took cash from me, and there was no engine. It was unbelievable. He's good, though. Go to Jack.
Yeah, go to Jack.
Go to Jack.
DSI on Jack.
You would love him. He's great. He's from Long Island. Good guy.
Dude, he sounds like a real pile of shit.
Oh, he's such a pile of shit.
He's such a good time.
He really is.
So you every sport.
No, college basketball. I bet 50 games. Oh, okay. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do 50. If I'm around, you know, I win maybe 60%. You know,
you're betting like double A college.
Yeah,
teams.
Double A, double A, you're betting triple A.
Community college in
Division
Iowa.
One, some oh junior God, college. Dude. That kid that you beat USA earlier. Yeah. I bet on that game.
You yeah. weren't even high?
Nah.
Were you drinking
just,
all day?
Nah, straight up sober. Jesus, right, Andrew. Leaving synagogue, just going right in.
So did you work your way up to 50 games a day? That's a big fuck. That's
no. That's
tolerance.
The thing. I went from.
You did it one day.
Yeah. Well, I did like one or two games here, and I was like, I keep losing.
Nobody tries heroin
losing.
Once.
I keep going 0-3. You know, and I was like, you know what? 50. I didn't go 0-8, 0-9. You know, I didn't work my way up. I just go 50. But it's good when you lose like that. It's actually, it's not bad. Yeah, you learn a lesson to do 60 games next week.
That's how I felt when I getting jerked off by a hooker while singing a song. You only do it once.
No,
you won't.
Not a hooker. She's
50 bucks.
My girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't pay her.
There's no transaction.
Holy shit, that's funny, man.
Fucking Fleshlight. God damn.
Yeah, speaking of the Fleshlight, I just want to show you that. That's the picture.
Oh, this is how I wrote home.
She actually pedaled backwards.
What you don't see is she was pulled in the back on a sled. Yeah. One of those circle winner sleds.
Ringing the bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's so funny.
I found my dad's pocket pussy when I was a kid. I've told you that.
Really?
Yeah, I found that. Yeah, when I was 12, I found it. And I couldn't even get hard. I had no hair on my pubes. And I just, in the bathroom. And it was
you
wet.
You didn't get hard until you had hair on your pubes?
I guess I could get hard. I couldn't come. Maybe.
I was the same.
Excuse me.
I was the same.
Excuse me. Excuse my misspeaking. Sorry.
No, I didn't know if that was like a thing
actually,
for you.
I don't know.
If you didn't get a hard on.
No, I could get hard. It wasn't anything impressive. But
is it now still?
No, but I haven't gone through puberty yet.
But he's come.
I haven't come.
Hey, I come.
Something came out.
Yeah. Anytime my used car dealer jerks me off, I come.
Jack
and that
car.
Is not fucking gay. It's not gay. Your used car dealer buddy jerks you off, it's fine and dandy.
Oh, boy.
Now tell me
come
again.
On down. Come on down. 9990.
With your pants.
9990.
You're from Florida, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm from Florida. Yeah. Born and raised. So I found this pot. There was so much hair on it. It was 92, probably 1992.
Where was it? In the house.
In the bathroom. In my dad's asshole.
I was going to say, your dad's not much of a hide-and-go-seek guy, is he? Yeah.
I knew where to look.
Toothbrush holder?
Yeah.
It was in his pocket pussy holder. Next to the mirror.
You see your dad like, boss. Anybody see my pocket pussy?
I was holding on my dick.
Got it? And so I just found it. A lot of hair, and it was wet.
Did you know what it was?
It was wet.
Jesus. What, on the outside?
I had an idea. Huh?
On the outside. On the outside?
I was like 12.
Oh, my God.
So this is like probably you've seen your first porn mag maybe like a month before that. And, I just found it, and I fucked it. I tried to fuck it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God, dude.
I know.
Wait, did
so
they...
that you and your dad would be closer?
I mean, you know, this is when I knew they were getting divorced, but I knew we were going to be stronger. So,
like two dirtball avatars in fucking Florida.
Yeah. He lost custody, but he won the war. You know, I don't know. It was great. I mean, I didn't come again, but it was just.
So when you say
it was too wide, you know. I've filled out a lot since then. You know.
Yeah. You're different now, dude.
Yeah. I'm different.
Is he alive?
Huh?
Is he alive?
He is.
Did you tell him that story and be like, look,
I've never told him the story.
Call him up.
Nah,
yeah. Call him up.
Nah, don't even
call.
Think about
we're
it.
Call.
You know who you should call? Jack. Used car? Call Jack.
Call Jack. Don't call my dad.
Don't call my dad. Don't let my daddy know that I fucked his pussy. I was afraid. I almost told it. He was there at a comedy show, and I was so fucking close because the look on his – oh, it would have been – because he wouldn't – it would be a slow burn, too. Yeah. Like, wait, where's he going? What? Like, what? I wonder if
not
he's...
Charlene.
I remember.
Still in his pocket.
Shane did that to his father. We did a show in Harrisburg, and he had his parents and like all his parents' friends and stuff. And Shane and I went out to a bar before, and we had like way too many IPAs, and he was pickled as fuck. And he's like, I remember having a conversation with him like at the bar, and he's like, I'm gonna tell the story. He's like, nah, I'm not gonna tell it. He's like, I'm gonna tell it. And he talks about 6ix9ine and his dad.
What?
It's not real. Oh. It's like, I would rather 6ix9ine my dad than... I don't remember the exact story, but it wasn't a real story.
Yeah.
But he horrified his dad and his mom, and they're right in the front. And he got done the show, and he's like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. His dad called him the next day. We're having lunch in Philly at Jane G's. Uh-huh. His dad called him like, hey, I don't know what you're doing up there. I don't know if you think you're fucking funny, but you got to tell stories like your friend. You got to stop telling dirty shit. Your mother's there. All your family was there.
Oh, God.
Who's on so top great. In that scenario?
I think that was part of the bit. I don't remember what he said. We're going to make him tell it next week.
Ugh. Yeah, I've never.
Oh, was that too gross for you guys?
No, I don't think it's gross. I think you got to do what you got to do with your dad. I'm just wondering if he like really does feel.
I'm just jealous because I got to go to a graveyard to do it.
Oh, you got to dig. You got to dig 6 feet just to.
Yeah, I got to bring a shovel.
By the time you get there, you're like, I don't even want to fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I just dug my dad up.
Hard to dig a hole with a boner.
What bone do you suck at that point?
It's like wanting to fuck, and you go on a date, and you go to see a movie, you go putt putt, and you're like, I don't even want to fuck. He's got to dig his dad up. God, I don't want to fuck. Sorry, dude. No.
Also, it's very hard to.
You're in the middle of
it. Hard to dig up a body because it's not just getting there. You got to fucking do all the way down the coffin. I assume your dad's not too tall, but
I mean, they don't stand them up anymore, Andrew. Yeah.
They're not vertical.
No, but he's
has
wide.
Nothing to do with
you
how tall
open
they are.
The casket. You got to open the casket. He's about 5'4" wide.
I got to go dig this body up. How tall is he? Because I don't have much fucking effort. Is he above 5'10"? Because I don't have
that.
I didn't sleep well last night. Yeah. He's got to be above 6'4".
Sciatica.
Only a couple inches down. This kid was a basketball player from Weehawken, New Jersey. Fucking gay. That's gay as shit.
Maybe he had to be back in time.
Gay.
Not gay. It's gay. Oh, is that what happens?
E-ball playing in New Jersey. Gay as shit.
I love the special effects here. You never know what you're going to get.
No, you don't.
It's gay.
That's the point.
Not gay.
Okay.
Maybe gay? Do we have a maybe gay?
Oh, you got time to play a segment called Gay or Not Gay.
You got to state it.
Yeah.
Tell us about your the first time you got arrested in Florida.
First time I got arrested was...
Is this the jet ski story?
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Do you mind saying it again?
No, I don't care. I was on a jet ski, which you do in Florida. That's how you get your wings, you know?
How'd you get the jet ski?
This one wasn't my bar. I actually bought a jet ski with all my bar mitzvah money. $7,000
I spent the day up there.
On a jet ski.
The old fleshlight of the water.
The old fleshlight of the sea.
I got your Muttley laugh all of a sudden. I just looked in your eyes.
You have a Muttley laugh.
I start squealing. You do, dude. You got a fucking.
I really like it. I don't know. I've grown into it. It used to be a little, but
You have no choice.
There it is. Now it's so
this limp works for me. No, it doesn't.
So I found the jet. No, my buddy. It was Jack's jet ski.
No,
No, it wasn't.
It's a small town, Jack. Jack is like the Great Gatsby. If like
you break down on top of the
a Great Gatsby. If Great Gatsby had like you know one bedroom. Studio apartment with no money.
But he with the balls hanging off.
Yeah. Fuck. Go see Jack. Really? Shout out Jack.
Check out Jack.
What's his name?
Auto Leasing Vero Beach, Florida.
What is it?
He's great. I swear to God. Tell him Andrew sent you.
What's the name of his shop?
Jack Place.
Shout out Jack Place. Shout out. What's the town?
It's a direct sales and leasing. I'm not even kidding. Go to Jack. It's on US 1.
No money down.
If you went to. If you hit A1A, you went too far.
If you fucked your father's fleshlight, it's 10% off just this week.
He'll give you a car. He'll give you a fucking Kia. Yeah, no, good car dealer guy. Good guy. So
he barred Jack's.
Yeah, Jack Chetsky, there was no, he took the governor off of it.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta get rid of that governor, brother.
Honestly.
You know, Governor Bush
is from
every
golf cart
trash I've ever met has talked about a governor.
Governor,
really talk about politics, brother.
To be honest, that's how I know I'm gonna like the dude. If the dude's like, "You gotta kick that governor off," I'm like, "This guy's a pile of garbage, and I want to fucking party with him."
Oh, the fucking governor! Holy shit!
Except really quick, taking the governor off off of a golf cart, you would take it. You would stick a little bitten off piece of golf tee, and it would block it from controlling. You go like four times faster.
Yeah, that was what the jet ski was. He took the governor off.
Fucking chick in the ass on accident.
Welcome to removing the governor from pussy. You take that fucking governor off and you do it at your own will. Florida, shout out Jack. Shout out all the bodies. Shout out everything free. 10% off if you fuck your father's flashlight. Watt power.
Sorry. Governor really came off on that one.
Really locked in the Florida mode, huh?
Sounded like a Florida governor. All right, here we go. So he took the governor off. So went from, you know, instead of going like 50, that motherfucker went like 80. And it was July 4th, and I was fucked up wearing fucking, you know, USA fucking bathing suit with a fucking fat, big titty, fake titty girl on the back. Danielle, what's up?
Shout out, Danielle.
Barbed wire tattoo.
Shout out, barbed wire tattoos.
I'm pretty sure it's Barb. And she was on the back, and I fucking heard sirens because I was going all a bit, you know, I... No governor, you gotta push it.
When you go no governor, it pushes you. Yeah. You have no.
There's four Hemis on there too, man. 9 Hemis, 15 Hemis on that boy. It was. I was riding a Hemi. The jet ski was back at the house. It was all Hemi. Go Florida, Gators, baby.
Governor,
go to Jack. Dude, if Jack sells four cars, he will.
Dude, he will. He absolutely.
You get him
will.
In the room.
Yeah.
I'm riding, I hear sirens, and I'm like,
you must love that governor, boy.
But in my mind, though, for real, though, I was so fucked up. I was like, how is there a cop car on the water?
Like, I really did.
I was like,
let me guess, you weren't drunk or high in this one either.
I was fucked up. I really was. And cop, it's a boat cop. Which I don't know if you've ever been pulled over by a boat cop, but they're in shorts. They're having a good time. They got like suntan lotion on their nose and they're like, pullovers, please. And then I was like, what? Where? And they're like, next to the mangroves, the dock. Pull over at the dock. So I pull over at the dock and this guy, whatever, he was real cool. He ended up just giving me a ticket. I mean, there was no real story there. I just remember him being like, yeah, you can't speed in the manatee zone. You can't go on 80. I was like, what's the speed limit there? He goes, 7.
You got to go to the speed of a manatee?
I was going 80 manatee power. I was going about 75 over.
Well, that's where that headshot came from? You got a fucking headshot?
Yeah, if you go to my mugshot.com, big site, don't go to my Instagram. Go to mugshot.com, type in Andrew Collin, and you'll...
50% off.
50% off at Jack Direct Sale and Leasing.
So, well, actually, your Instagram is it's doing well. And
yeah.
I'm not upset.
No.
What are you talking about? Why are you bringing it up? And I know what happens on the Instagrams sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a little direct message.
Oh, are we going there?
A little manatee.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of DMs
box.
Lately. Me and Ian got the DM from the same woman.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. So right away, this woman sent me nudes. Like pretty
hard. Wait. No message, just direct.
I think one thing she said, I'm glad you're not Ian. No, I forgot what she wrote. But it was one message, getting nudes, seeing tits. And then I was like, this is great, you know, this is fun, you know, and then
unsolicited,
and then I solicited more, and then she kept sending some fun stuff, and then she starts sending, like, just random ones with her dog. I'm like, you can't go from titties. Well,
she knows you're a dog walker.
Yeah.
She sends me.
I tell Ian about it, and he notices the screen name, and he goes, wait.
that girl's sending me messages. And then I look at Ian's thing, and it's just Ian thing. Naked. Oh. Naked pictures from her. Ian in a wife beater, dude. And she haven't sent you one nude at
no.
that point.
Wait. She took a picture off my Instagram of me in a wife beater and sent it to me and was like,
"That's." But has she sent you a nude at that point?
No, because I never responded. So then I saw he was getting news. I was like, well, I got to catch up. So I was
4 months later?
Yeah, you see me. Now let me see you. So she started sending me stuff. And then all of a sudden, I started getting pictures of her, like, holding her kid and everything. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'll just ignore these.
It would be great if I was in the photo. What's up, Ian? Hey, Ian. Now go to Jack Direct Sales and Lease.
Shout out to Jack for getting us our first family car. It's a
she
sedan.
Got a bird tattoo on her back.
She does.
Terrible.
Belly button.
Wait, how do you know the back tattoo?
She shows everything.
Like an angle.
Where is it?
Like here.
Oh, like a rib. A rib guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was really
He's somewhere in like Michigan, like somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course.
You're getting tons of DMs from these new pictures, right?
Yeah, I'm getting some DMs. I have a FaceTime sext set up for this evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we do it live?
I'm nervous about it. No,
do
I can't.
Do it live.
The gal.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. Have her Skype into the show. We could.
No. So I don't know. I'm not
ever,
that desperate.
Have you ever spoken
I
to her in person?
I am pretty desperate, though, huh?
You ever spoken to her in person?
Like live?
No, not live, but like on the phone.
No.
Where's she from?
Whoa, boy.
Not Mexico. New.
Oh, different girl.
No, same.
Oh, this same girl?
Oh, no, there's two girls.
Wait, is this the girl from New Mexico?
Yeah.
That you're going to phone sex with?
I know. I'm a little worried about
Skype
it.
Skype sex?
FaceTime,
same thing, yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm a little worried.
You should be. That's
you're gonna get. You're
strange.
Gonna find out it's a catfish.
Well,
I hope she starts off
find
up
out
top.
It's a Jewfish.
Gefilte fish.
It's a manatee fish. Anyways, back to the arrest story.
No.
I know.
Really
I'm fucking around. Yeah. So she wants to FaceTime sext.
And how is that set up? What's a progression? Does it go from 0 to 100 in a manatee?
I mean, I could read you the messages. I mean, they're pretty
you
fucking
have naked
funny.
Naked pictures of her. No, not yet.
Can't show.
No, so she wouldn't. She wouldn't.
You can't show. You can't show.
No, I just wanted to.
Oh.
She wouldn't send me nudes, and then
she wants to FaceTime naked.
Yeah, that's
weird.
A dude. That's
nah,
a dude.
Dude. I mean, come
weird.
On. She has so many pictures of her. Fucking. It's her Instagram. It's not like. I don't know. I don't think it's a dude. I mean, she has like Instagram stories that I've seen. It's her.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. If I'm catfish, what do I care? I mean, really?
Wait, fuck a catfish.
Huh? I'll fuck a catfish. Yeah, dude, it's got whiskers. I'll fuck it.
Actually, being catfish is not gay at all. Everybody's been catfished.
So she writes, I'd sit on your face. That was their opener. I go, this is the nicest compliment I've ever gotten. She goes, probably nicest I've given. Right away. She's great. I go, you are insanely sexy. Let me show you her first. Look at this fucking girl.
Holy shit, that's not real.
Hold it up to the camera.
No, get out of here.
Got it off.
Can you go get me that flashlight real quick?
Just fuck my hand.
No, dude.
Dude,
no.
Insane. Yeah.
That's not her.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's
we'll show you
no
after.
No offense, dude, no offense.
And I don't deserve that.
And you've never seen her naked?
No, not yet. But she sent me a video.
Of her naked.
Not naked.
But let me see the video.
Huh? No, I mean,
well,
it deletes. It deletes.
Guys, let's stop fucking.
Yeah, sorry.
Go to Jax.
Just all put right. out the ad for Jax.
No, I think I want to hear how it went from the conversation to.
Well, there was a lot
let's
of text.
Skype fuck.
Okay, let me. Well, there was a lot of fun shit here.
How old is she?
Listen to someone. This is, huh? How old is she?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Okay, I'll let you know.
Skip over.
Oh.
He's like, oh, listen.
She's about a speed limited in manatee zone. That's how old she is.
Plus 10.
-4.
The old manatee fuck zone.
So here we go. That's how I go. Let me know if you are ever in New York City. I can try to make my face available for a ride.
Oh, my.
Then she goes, ha ha, for sure. Let me know if you're in New Mexico. I go, I'm here now. She goes, ah, shit, come through. I go, I wish. She goes, I'll see you one day. I'm sure hopefully before you're 60, though. I go, you have a month. Hopefully before you're 26. She goes, oh, shit, we got 2 years.
She's 24.
Yeah, she's great.
So is she, how many followers does she have? See how many people she throws this to.
Not a lot. She's got fucking like 16,000 or
something. Yeah, dude. All right. She's
real
not going to say fuck. She's going to make you buy one of her T-shirts or some shit. I bet she's like a makeup salesperson.
Oh.
You know, maybe
what,
she
like
just
Tupperware?
Sells bikinis. Yeah.
I mean, why would this go? What do you mean? You think I'm going to FaceTime her and then she's going
to
have a sales pitch?
Again, I don't mean
I'd look up the New Mexico Improv.
Why would you take it away from me? You look like beautiful women. Why couldn't I?
No, you can. Absolutely.
I look exactly like you.
Absolutely, you can.
You look exactly alike.
We look alike. Very much alike.
Yeah, if there was like buffering in the transition from him to you.
No, listen.
If you were trying to download Tommy on a 56K modem, you get Andrew.
Hey, I'm Tommy from New Jersey. Hey, I'm fucking Tommy over here. So I'm playing this kid with basketball. His fucking ankle is all fucked up over there. And I was like, what's all that? And then he went to fucking the mall with his ankle thing. And
look,
I was like, yo, what are you?
I want to be serious.
Okay.
I'm very proud of you.
You me now?
No. Are you serious? I'm very proud of you. I'm also very excited for you.
Okay.
What time is this going down? Because I will call you.
She's
a
on
minute
mountain.
After.
She's let me know.
You think she's diddling at 6 p.m.?
No,
this is not a real fucking thing.
I'm telling you, I'm going to do it
now. Live diddling when the sun's up in New Mexico.
You know what? I'm so mad about
this.
Have
that.
Fucking
you don't have that.
Put my face in with my fucking cock.
Wait, now what'd she say?
Okay.
Like my shape pussy.
Oh yeah. So okay. Okay. This is when it gets
about
going.
A pussy and you're not like, let me see.
Well, this is what happened. So I go, she goes, we should FaceTime sex. Is that a thing? I go, it is now. Haha. I feel like I'm way more horny than you. Jesus. That's her dad's name. And then I go, why is that? She goes, I'm asking to FaceTime sex. Like, I'm like, now? She goes, no, I can't right now. I can tomorrow. She gets her whole sorority together, I guess. It's a date.
Oh, my God.
I go, I'll bring the wine. She goes, I'll bring the wine. She goes, I'll bring the wine. You bring the dick. I go, I'll bring the lube. Send the pic now. She goes, haha. Go on Pornhub and search college girl fucking old man.
No.
And imagine my face and your dick. I go, I already did this 4 times today. She goes, then come real good and sleep good. Then I'll see you tomorrow. I go, way to get out of the pick. Smooth. She goes, like my shaved pussy. She goes, I'm done. I go, well, good move. And I want to go down on your shaved pussy so bad now. She goes, imagine if this really happened. Wow, bomb sex.
Yeah.
And then I definitely wouldn't call you after, she said. I go, good. And then she goes, here's my number. FaceTime me tomorrow, mountain time. And then she goes, text me before.
Mountain time is what she says before she fucks Andrew.
Oh,
it's mountain time.
dude.
Fucking
that's
guy.
So fucking funny.
Oh,
so
fuck. What time? She's funny, dude.
That's very funny. She's very quick.
Yeah, she's quick.
So what time
is? Whatever it is, I don't give a shit. At this point, I love this person. I don't care.
Me too. And that's the fucking problem, dude. We all have feelings for her.
She's so hot.
How
so dumb?
How,
she looks like not Antonio Banderas.
So you guys
other girl.
Know she's fucking gorgeous.
Selma Hayek. Yeah.
She looks like a Russian nesting doll of Selma Hayek. She's like the smaller version, the 17-year-old version of Selma Hayek.
Yeah, exactly.
So
perfect.
Woo!
Go to Jack's.
What show?
There's
did
a cop
DM
on the water.
What's that car doing?
How fast floating? Is this police officer?
What's that?
He's on the water.
How's that car get on that boat on that pontoon?
What? How did she start?
How'd that pontoon get a car?
Is that a goddamn cop on a catamaran?
We hear Jacks have catamarans, cops, pontoons.
How's that car sailing?
17-year-old girls that'll jerk you off on Craigslist. Mountain time.
Mountain time. Don't you even think about Eastern.
Hashtag Mountain Time. Also, Mountain Hashtag. Time. Mountain Time is fucking not gay. Mountain Time is not gay.
Wait, what show did she DM you?
You know what I love about this that thing is that you got to say it 9 times before.
Well, you got to cue it up. You got to cue it up.
Yeah,
you got to cue it up.
That's not gay. Hey,
it's so organic.
In the booth. That's not gay.
It's so organic. It's so great. Hey, you come in when I tell you to come in 9 times. You come in, nine times. One for fucking.
As soon as you came in, I read the script.
Not gay.
Oh.
So I'm excited. So,
how did she start DMing you?
She just wrote, I want to sit
that
on your face.
What?
I think she probably either heard me on Guys We Fucked or something like that.
God damn.
And she listened to my podcast, and she's heard me on Sirius.
you know. All I get is fucking people that are like, "Hey man, I'm 3 days sober. I really appreciate you." And I'm like, "Ah."
You're like, "Sit on my face." He's like, "I'm drinking again.
That'll make me sober."
Yeah.
Better than heroin.
I just pictured Ian's fleshlight still on the back of his bike, and it's deteriorating. Like the cardboard is slowly getting chipped away due to weather. The winter's just gonna be all rubber. No more cardboard, and you're just like, "Oh, I'll find a girl online."
I like it.
I've seen you again. Second verse. Ian on
rollerblades with the bike, fucking it down over the Brooklyn Bridge.
She's riding the bike. I'm fucking the back.
Yeah, she's fully clothed. It's the middle of winter.
Oh. She's going, "It's mountain time.
It's mountain time." Oh, it's mountain time. I promise you, I'll say that before fucking at some point this week.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's mountain time.
I can't believe it. I am a little concerned that, I don't know, you guys have dick pics flowing out there. You don't give a shit, huh?
That's not true, because I always was, yeah, I was very, there probably is, but I
put them out.
No,
put them out. With your face?
Usually not with my face.
Usually, but so they're out.
In a monogamous relationship with a face, if it's just off of fling, no face.
Okay.
And I trusted people enough I was in relationships with to not share them.
And you probably have face ones of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
dirt.
Yeah, dirt. You?
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
But not many. And I don't do it consistently.
Are you worried she's going to see your weird dick and be like, "No, thanks"?
She'll see my weird face.
She's already into it. She knows who you are.
No, she knows. The dick, you'll know if it went bad
based on
my dick.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of pressure on my cock right now. And
she knows everything else
about
you.
What if you can't get it up?
I mean, I'll fucking sing that song you sang.
What was that again?
I blame it all on my roots. Showed up in booze.
Ruined your black town fair.
Last one to know. Was the last one to show. Was the last one I thought you'd see there.
And I saw the mountain time. And the fear in your eyes. When I took this glass of sparks.
You'll get there, man.
It was Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Aww. That was a great song, dude.
It was.
I got an AIDS test once.
Clean.
I got it. I told you. I got the AIDS test when I was a virgin because I fingered a girl and I bit my nails. Uh-huh. And that's what I told it. And I was listening to Cat Stevens in the dorm. So when my roommate showed up, he goes, "You got it?" He thought I had AIDS because I was listening to Cat Stevens. And I was like, "Dude, that's a good. I was like, "Nah, dude. I just fucking just chilling, dude. It was great."
Shout out AIDS. Shout out Cat Stevens.
Shout
both,
out Jack.
Both gay as shit.
Direct sales, leasing. Should probably look at the camera more, huh? Mm-mm. All right. You're just getting my side fucking fatty grill.
That was,
Yeah, dude. So, I know, man. Hopefully it works out. We'll see. I mean, New Mexico is pretty far. I think these girls get, like, pretty excited. Because, like, I've looked at, like, I'm able to look at my demographics for my Instagram.
Wait, how?
If you this is going to sound like a fucking. It's but crazy. If you get to a certain amount of numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ian's there.
I'm sorry.
Ian's there, too. I'm don't sorry. Fucking just yell at me.
Sorry, guys.
I don't look at it, though. I don't look at the demographics.
Hell, you don't.
I don't know how.
Oh, it's very easy.
Show me.
Did you make
after
it a business?
Show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy.
How many followers do you have?
I have just under 6 now.
Oh.
I just started.
I have close to 7.
No, you have just over 6. I looked because I'm competing with you. Anyway, so.
Wow.
Well,
this.
You guys are sharing nudes with the
7.
Same woman. You got to.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. I went against them.
So you got to show me the demo. So how this helps you with meeting chicks?
No. So the demos, what I'm saying is all my DMs come from out of town. It's usually like girls like from Canada or like far because I think it's fun for them.
Yeah, right.
They don't feel like. They're really going to end up naked with
me. Yeah.
But most of my listeners live in New York City.
Right.
And I'm not getting them from the girls in New York. I'm getting them from long distance.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Not just for you, for any sexual response.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
It's there's no repercussions. There's no danger.
There's no pressure or anything.
Yeah, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
You could be yourself because it's like, oh, here it goes.
That's
there's
true.
No parachute. You just go, I can say whatever the fuck I want.
And then you meet and then you ruin it probably.
But that's what's most intriguing about this Facebook. Fuck. That's,
I think you should
FaceTime.
Go to New Mexico.
FaceTime.
I think so too.
Do a live pod from New Mexico.
Not a bad idea. Did a barrio? Isn't that what they call it? No, to the That's what she called it. She's like, you're going to end up in the barrio.
So what time is it mountain time that this starts? I asked this before and
I'm thinking I'll write her when I get home. The other thing is my room is so filthy. I'm going to have to, do I have to clean my room to FaceTime?
No, it's you're not going to go past your body.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you guys are going to be looking at each other and then you're going to be like, hey, look. And then you just show each other your privates and then you start getting into it.
Do you think her breasts are real?
Huh?
Do you think? You do?
Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. I definitely think she's real.
Her breasts?
Her breasts? I don't know.
I think it's weird. I think it's weird she wants to go straight to FaceTime sexting and no pictures leading up to
it.
Here's
the thing. I don't have to get naked at first. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I can feel it out. It's
not like
I'm going to be like,
of course.
Right when I hit her.
That's what he's thinking, too.
She's going to have a whole fucking pinata
that's
party.
He's
definitely thinking the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Promise me. Promise us.
I'll promise you everything.
Promise this network.
Okay. Network.
That you will tell us the truth. I'll bring you back the fuck on next week.
Screenshots.
Yeah, of course I'll tell the truth.
And I
want to
know.
What did I lie
about? I want to know. No matter what happens,
yeah.
I want to hear this.
Of course.
I wish
phones had smell-o-vision.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. We'll see what happens. I mean, look. I think she's a promiscuous girl. She likes fucking throwing her titties around. Like it's not like I don't think.
Why'd you say that about your girlfriend?
Because I fucking love her. I love him.
Sure, he's allergic to asparagus, but he's got great tits. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'm excited.
I hope everyone's rooting for me out there.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little worried that she's going to snapshot, though, and then, like, you know, who knows what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, but what would she gain from
that? I'm going to run for office, but there's something that's kind of annoying about knowing your dick's out there, I guess.
Can you snapshot a...
Everybody's dick's out there. It doesn't matter.
But here's the thing with Instagram. You send the dick... If they snapshot it, you know they snapshot it.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you honest.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram,
yeah.
They do?
Yeah, but FaceTime.
If you send a pic via...
Oh, if you you can take pictures on FaceTime pretty easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, hold on. I have questions.
Yeah.
So if you send a dick pic...
Is it your show?
Guys, I got to pee. Let me get out of here. So if you send a pic via DM...
Yeah.
If they copy it, you get a notification.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like Snapchat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how Instagram is now. And Instagram, you could send a one-time view, a replay,
or keep
it in the chat. You don't want to keep it in the chat.
I keep them in the chat.
Do you? Yeah. Show your commitment?
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
So what's the other way around this instead of FaceTiming?
It's like meeting in real life.
Can't you just call? So there's no other way around this.
You Skype?
Have to do FaceTime. And she
She just sent me nudes through Instagram, then I...
No, I mean in terms of like live.
Have you texted her at all?
No. I just got the mountain.
She was drunk last night. Dude.
You should.
She has no idea.
You should text her a picture of you shirtless and be like, here's a preview for later, and make it like kind of like a joke and be like, your turn. And see what she says.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
I'm just going to fucking text her. I'm just going to text her and be like, yo, I'm ready to go. I got my mask on.
Text it right now.
Huh? Why would I text it now?
And then say I'll be home. I'll be home in an hour.
Oh! Do it.
Home in an hour.
FaceTime her now and green screen like a clean bedroom.
Oh my god!
Behind you.
Hold on. That is fucking brilliant. We will change the screen.
Put me in a mansion.
Say, hey. Oh my god! She doesn't know you got 7,000 followers.
Yeah.
You could be whoever you want, King Jeffrey. We'll light this background up. Give him a giant dick too.
Can you give me a huge
screen
cock?
Him a fat cock.
Give me a
big manatee dick.
Give me something that will match my skin tone, though,
cock.
And bring out my eyes. What do we got in the background? Can we give me a mansion?
It takes them 20 minutes to do not gay. You think they got a fucking background queued up? You kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Bedroom.
Come back next week. We'll see what they fucking whip up. Jesus Christ.
Come back. There's an actual bed in here. You're like, oh, we couldn't figure it out.
These are my kings. They smoke weed back there. That's all it is.
We got a bed back there. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
We're gonna
write her now. I got to get ready, man. I got to get all my lotions.
Yeah, dude.
You're gonna shower.
Yeah, do you.
Yeah, I'm going to get lubed up. Yeah. I got
I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, there it is.
Holy fuck. Yes. Dude, are you kidding?
Right.
This is insane. Text her.
Send her a picture right
send
now.
Her
send her a picture.
Oh, my God.
She won't later. Be able to see it.
Hold on. No. If
no,
you,
then she'll know
if
I'm
you put the,
about.
No. If you put the mic down, I'll take a close pic of the screen. Ian, get your Jew face out of there. Give me the phone.
Move the microphone.
Give me the phone.
I know. I got to get in bed.
What happened?
Back up. Here. You take a picture. I'm in bed.
Watch the chairs.
That's betdsri.com.
You can bet your ass.
You can bet your ass we gonna see some titties tonight.
Wait.
My screen name is Tommy J. Pope.
DM my animal on Instagram. Oh my God. Hold on.
No, you gotta go smaller, dude.
I know. I'm trying.
Go in the background and move that chair. Move the other chair. Go smaller, all the way towards the green screen.
Hey, I have a head injury. Oh my God.
Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Take that picture.
Hold on. I gotta get out of the.
Cover your face. It'll work better.
You're gonna have to zoom in on this a little bit.
Wait, should I get in bed?
I got a hotel room for our FaceTime session.
Hold on, 1 second. Just stay there.
Oh, it's perfect.
Dude, look at this.
Goddamn, Annie Leibovitz over here. Just take the fucking picture. Jesus Christ. What the hell is this? Let me see.
It's great. You have to cut the top and bottom out.
Let me see.
You gotta cut the top and bottom out.
Send it and say, here's a present for tonight, m'lady.
God, my nipples look horrible, though.
Just your nipples? Oh, God, that's so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So fucking funny.
Oh, that's great.
I want that room.
That's a good bedroom.
Do we know where you get this room?
Good.
Jack's, a direct sales, leasing.
That is
good
so
work,
fellas.
Fucking funny, dude.
Good work, guys.
That is a nice bedroom. You guys came through. And you know what coming through is? Not gay.
All day, every day. The pause is so gay.
I'm not gonna send it right now. If I send it now, I got a 24
time.
That.
You gotta edit that because You gotta cut the tops and bottom out. I couldn't do these.
Here's the thing: I'm dog sitting right now at a nice place until
be dog
they come
at 8 p.m.
at
time.
Midnight. So I got time in a nice place. I just thought about this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't negate what we just did. That was art.
I know. I'm not trying to. I'm gonna show both beds and
You need to screenshot.
Do you want to go in the master, or do you want to go? You want to go into my parents' room? Because I got it all night. Or we can go into my room, which is also they're gone.
Oh,
my dad's pocket pussy's in there.
My dad's pocket pussy's wet. I can't figure out why.
It's wet and waiting.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful episode.
This is great.
This was so fun. We got to get together more often. This was great.
That was a good one. Show the cats on the couch.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
sitting
guys.
By.
Cats on the couch.
Is that Keith Hernandez?
You gotta 16? Be gay wearing that fucking Mets jersey.
Who's number 16?
Shane Gillis, we miss you.
Good and Dwight, yeah, cocaine, baby. I love Dwight Gooden.
Yeah,
I love the 86 Mets.
Oh, fuck yeah. And it was Doc Gooden and who's the other cocaine?
Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry.
And fucking Lenny
Dykstra.
Jeffries.
Yeah. Jim Jeffries?
I mean, not Jim Jeffries.
Dykstra was more a Philly than he was a Mets.
No, but he won the championship.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. 86. Okay, fuck the Mets. Shout out Philly. Shout out Philadelphia Phillies. Fuck the Mets. Go back to the couch. Yeah, fuck the Mets.
Man.
Guys, thanks for stopping by, though.
Yeah,
thank you. Please come back. Follow us on Instagram.
And that's it. That's a good point. You guys can sit in and watch this bedroom live.
Get a picture of the.
You
want
to send a message to the
show? Oh, this is great. We got
here. This is.
How do I get?
This is what your date's gonna look like from New Mexico.
This is fantastic. I mean, I've never been on TV before. This is pretty huge. All right.
Still not quite on TV.
No, this is. Hey, don't take this from.
Yeah, let's stay the op.
Anyway.
This is gonna be as awkward as your FaceTime fuck.
Jet skis. That's great. Oh, it's your name.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Andrew Collin.
Oh, is this it?
Ian Fidance.
Thank you. This is fun.
Can we give our Instagram handle?
Absolutely. It's going to be on the bottom.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Is it the same as your Twitter?
Yeah, there it
Got
is.
Got it.
There it is.
Yeah, Andrew T. Collin.
Yeah, Puddle Boy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Ian, anything else? You got anything you want to say?
I get a podcast, Ian Fidance's Wild World. Check that out. Andrew's podcast is Happy Never After. Check Thanks that out. And we're both on Sirius XM Radio every week, channel 95. 10 to noon, and
that's, I was what? Excited. No, I was excited.
And this is a blast. I'm so glad you had me do this. This is so fucking fun, man.
Well, you guys are going to be back.
When we find out.
Twice in 2 months. Yeah. You're going to be back. Because I'm going to find out what the fuck.
But now I got to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm dying anyway, so I might as well do it.
And guys, next week, fans of the show, you can sit in and watch it live. I've never said this before. And you can also call in outside.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Yeah, we're off. I can't
you can call in
because we don't know when it's going to air, right?
Well, it's going to air next Wednesday. It's the same time slot.
This is?
We got a show airing next week. And that was pre-taped, and then the next week after that, we're back live.
Okay. Is this live right now?
Yeah, this is live to the subscribers.
Oh, hey, guys.
We can re-air it. Also, we're going to be back in 2 weeks, Mountain Time. We're changing all of it up.
It's Mountain Time,
it's
baby.
It's Mountain Time.
Can we zoom in?
I'm going to fuck a Coors Light. Hell yeah. You got a little ass tongue, Tommy.
Tommy's fucking a case of Oakley's.
My tongue is not Mountain Time. The rest of my body is. The rest of my body's
out.
Mountain Time.
Let it out.
My tongue's a hill. My body's a fucking mountain. And it's time. I gotta catch air.
This is what Tommy looked like when he beat up that 60-year-old Puerto Rican today.
Dude, I fucked him up on the court.
Yeah, right.
Be known.
Yeah, right.
Any 16-year-olds with ankle monitors on that, I will bring out my pop.
I'm coming for you, Wee Hawkin.
I fundamentally boxed out. I was the shit. All right, guys. This is a good one.
It really came full circle.
Yeah, dude. It was a real good one. And I thank you and I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, see you in 2 weeks, you fuckers.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases me.